And there you go. Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops, episode 143. Today we're going to talk about life in the Haas Lane, the domino theory, Munster's Minger, Boogate, in shock news, Shoop to Manly, the 11-man game, PNG Stadium, and bunker duty. Hello, and welcome to my co-host.
Esteemed.
Well, esteemed. Just esteemed.
Just esteemed.
Co-host Ray esteemed. Carney and Morton Paragon. And of course, I'm your host, Larry Floyd.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you for hosting.
No worries. How was your magic round, boys?
It was
magic.
Absolute rabbit out of your ass stuff. That's what it was.
It's pretty good.
That's a good trick, that one.
I didn't like the start of it, but after that, it was good.
Yes. I heard a good
I like that game.
I heard a good story about you, Floyd. When you went to Monaco.
Oh yeah.
You got branded a nickname.
Yeah.
The Spectacle.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
He stripped down to his dick stickers on the beach,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was just like, "Oh."
Yeah.
And the Spectacle.
Wild. The crowd went
the
wild.
The Spectacle came.
I didn't come.
The Spectacle. You would never get a name like the Spectacle in Australia.
No.
I was just get Floydo. Come on, Floydo.
The Spectacle of Monte Carlo, I was.
Sounds like a bad Bond parody.
As I shimmied down the pavilion.
Did you shimmy or saunter?
Down the boulevard. I sauntered down.
Did you have dick stickers on?
Yeah.
Was that true?
Yep.
You had dick stickers on then?
On the boulevard?
On the boulevard. I didn't give a fuck. And Monte Carlo was ready.
Were they? I don't think anyone's ready for that.
Oh, another interesting factor, when I was overseas, I forgot to mention and I tried it with Jimmy the Hand on the weekend, but the men in Saudi Arabia actually hold hands when they walk. Mm. This is a sign of friendship. Like the bigger the closer the friend you are, you hold their hands as you walk. And
yeah,
and I tried it with Jimmy.
I hold the dick.
Sorry.
And I tried it with Jimmy the Hand, and I'm still shook from it. It was bad, man.
Yeah,
it's just like I'm never going to get that moment back again.
He's got hands like fucking bear claws, though.
He's got very long, sort of.
He's got huge fucking.
Yeah,
hands.
Like
you started. That's not a starting point.
Yeah, that's a finishing point.
Yeah.
Well.
He's not a starting point at all.
No. He does have abnormally, a lot of padding. A lot of padding on his hands as well.
That's a lifetime of avoiding hard work.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think anyone works harder than that guy.
He would be very upset with that comment if he were here right now.
I'm doubling down on it. Come at me, you big-handed freak.
So the Spectacle, eh?
Yeah, Spectacle.
Spectacle.
Yeah. Men and women.
Would Spectacle ever make a comeback? On streets?
Possibly.
Streets of Monaco or streets of Sydney?
Nah, not Sydney. Too many people know me.
Not
Monaco,
Sydney?
Definitely.
Maybe every time you go overseas.
Well, depending on the weather.
Not Japan, though, because you might get freaked out.
The tanks will come and shoot me. It'll be a whole fucking Godzilla thing.
Send some drones out at you.
The magic round was good.
Oh, it made the gutsy effort from the Raiders. I know our team.
We're talking in general about magic round.
What a way to start. Like, seriously, it was 11 people on the field and... we'll talk about it. Bullshit that occurred.
This is your talk. This is all you get. You get nothing else. What have we got? We got Raiders were gutsy.
Mm?
Bulldogs were shit.
They weren't too bad.
Knights don't need Ponga anymore.
No.
Sharks going to win the comp.
Mm.
Roosters are a fraud.
Good.
Souths are fucked.
Yep.
The Tractors I couldn't care less about.
No, I cared.
The Warriors beat the Panthers but can't beat fucking six shit teams. Panthers can't do anything without Cleary. Melbourne would be good if they had Munster, but he's gone forever.
Still Eels. Big win.
Parramatta.
Done.
Saving you up for later. You are shit.
Done. Locked and loaded for
Benji
later.
Out. Dolphins.
Yeah.
That's magic round.
Huh? Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices.
There's a lot going on here.
You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
What's it going to be? What are you? You complaining? I'm going to fall asleep.
He started yawning. I've never listened to a podcast where the first 2 minutes the host is yawning.
Oh, host, that,
do you ever listen back to us?
You'll never guess my balls out.
Go on,
Stuart.
Josh Kerr from the Dolphins.
Josh Kerr from the Dolphins.
How many guesses?
I would never have guessed
yeah,
that. It would have been here like.
How many
months.
NRL players are there? It was pretty about third last.
Yeah. But wow. After the Dolphins won, at the end of Magic Round, when everyone else had given up, but I was still there, invested.
Yeah.
He did an interview on radio, and he was asked about his front row partner, Mark Nichols. Mark Nichols,
the goat,
but we've always called him the goat. The plumber.
The plumber.
The plumber,
like
yes.
A plumber.
Yes.
Not anymore. Not after Josh Kerr. He got asked about his front row partner. Quote, "He's like a human condom. You feel safe when he's out there with you."
Jesus.
Good. Very good.
What do you think Josh Kerr had on his mind on a Sunday night after Magic Round?
Are there any other kind of condoms? That's what I want to know. You lay them all out. This one's for the dog. This one's for the sheep. This one's for the human.
They used to make them out of sheepskin, didn't they?
Yeah.
Back in
the day. No, sheep intestine.
What?
Sheep intestine.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
What's wrong?
The Turks invented that.
The Turks invented that.
They did. They're fucking a sheep thinking, oh, this isn't too bad. This could go all right inside a woman.
Lubed up.
Or a man. Or whatever you choose.
Did you see Mark Nichols' TV interview?
No, I was radioing.
Did you see him take his mouth guard off?
No, what happened?
He's got fucking two front teeth missing.
Like any good front rower. How dare you shame him? That's a badge of honour.
Don't shame the human condom. Goat.
Yeah. He was doing the interview with his mouth guard on, and then they said, "Well, why have you always got your mouth guard on?" He's like, "Oh, you know, missus won't be happy about this," and blah blah blah. And they're like, "Well, take it off." He took, and it was fucking horrific. It was literally the two front teeth missing.
Well, he'll get two gold teeth, mate.
He's
finished.
He'll be back at South next year.
No, he's just signed actually another year with the Dolphins.
Did he really? Yeah, I thought he was old.
Extended. I thought he was Wayne's special boy.
He's 14.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He was apprentice plumber at 12. Human condom at 13.
I'm going to go a flop.
Fair enough.
Braith and Nasta.
Oh. This has been building. This has been building from you.
Fucking transparent piece of shit.
He's getting a bit corporate. He's getting a bit sort of yes man-y.
Listen to
this. He's bowing down.
All right. Okay. He looks awake now.
He's
a man. He generates energy from hate.
From hate. And if you don't, I've got no fucking time for it.
He's like a hybrid hate vehicle.
Yes.
The more hate, the more energy.
Yeah. And the more kilometres per litre.
I love Braith and Astor. Go for it.
I don't mind Braith, okay. But let's see.
He just is. Trying to sit you up, really. He's just a piece of shit. Now, we all know Latrell confronted him in a restaurant, right?
Well, it sounds like Latrell's confronting everyone.
Yeah.
Let's go to Latrell. Get out there, confront everyone.
No,
have a go at everyone,
no,
mate.
No, no. Go on.
On what basis? He's got nothing.
Okay, on the basis of criticism that Anasta's been, quote-unquote, unfairly giving South.
Now, unfairly?
I'm not against the criticism of South, yeah. Right? But this didn't happen. Ray's fucking reign of terror against the Rabbitohs didn't happen until we cut one Lachlan Ilias, who he manages. Right? So there's conflict of interest.
We still got the X-Files
music. Yeah, this is...
Well, you're a fucking moron if you can't see this. There's a conflict of interest there, right?
There is a conflict of interest.
And the minute his fucking special boy got cut, he just fucking pulled the big guns out and just hammering South from pillar to post. Okay? Would he do it if Ilias was still there? And if Ilias is so fucking good and wasn't the problem, why hasn't any other club picked him up, especially the Roosters, who are looking for a half next year? Fuck off, Anasta.
I can answer all those questions. No one's picked up Ilias because he's fucking shattered his leg.
And his shithouse.
Well, but you're not going to sign a guy who's like literally one-legged.
Yep.
Legged.
The Roosters aren't.
And even if everything you just said is correct.
It is correct.
Does that make what Braith is saying wrong?
No, but he's doing it out of spite. But he's doing it because his fucking money is getting cut off.
I'm more upset.
More of that sweet, sweet South money coming his way. Sweet. Fuck you, Anasta.
I'm more upset that he didn't give South Sydney shit while Ilias was playing. Last year after round 11, he should have started then.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm more upset about.
That's my point.
I know, but...
I know, but you don't want to agree with me.
No, no, I kind of agree.
It is a conundrum. What's that got to do with Latrell?
Disgraceful.
He's shit.
Yeah,
he shouldn't confront. You can't confront a guy for bagging out a team when your team's shit. If your team was going half decent and they're going for the eight, but they're coming last, so you can't. There's no justification for his actions.
I agree with that.
When they're all kissing Latrell's ass, does he go around and thank them?
No,
I agree. Well, there was that whole period.
Funnily enough, did you hear what Bennett said?
Just kissed his ass.
He said, "There's not going to be enough room for me and Latrell at the club. One of us will have to go."
Is this another one of your fucking mid-kip wishes?
I did see this.
Yeah.
What?
So he said, what?
Is this official?
Yeah, but he said, he's actually started coaching South already, but with that comment.
Yep.
He has said, you know, if we can't work together, then one of us will have to go.
So
if we can't work together, obviously they're going to work together.
He's just laying down ground rules.
Basically, you're playing center, Kent.
Yeah, for their relationship next year. Yeah,
exactly. And that's smart. And he's done it already. I think, and that puts everyone in the club on notice.
Does everyone need a 74-year-old coach? Is that what
I think I do.
Yeah.
I'd love and look, Bennett, fucking Clint Eastwood, I don't know if I said this last week or not. Clint Eastwood is 94 and still making films. I'd sign Bennett for 20 years.
Two presidential candidates are both older.
Yeah. I would sign Bennett for 20 years.
Yep.
He's getting
I didn't expect anyone to agree.
he's getting $3 million of that sweet South's money.
Yeah, good. Mm. He deserves it though, right? He deserves it. Ilias should fucking have to pay back. It's like a Centrelink overpayment. He should have to pay back everything that South gave him. Yes.
We should robo-debt him.
We should robo-debt Ilias because he did. It actually got worse.
Which was hard. Come on. Yeah. That's hard to do. Give him some credit. That was hard to do.
That was my flop.
I'm pulling out a fucking race call out for my flop.
Wow.
For you, one of your men in your team.
Here we go.
Ray's call out to fucking Viliami Kikau. I'll see you this Friday, Pendle Hill Meat Market, car park, 3:30 PM, mate. Turn up, you pussy. And
can I just tell you, it's going to be hard pressed to get a
I'll
a
be there. There.
Yeah, but you won't be able to park anywhere near there.
Well, even better. Even better.
Oh, flop.
3:30, Pendle Hill Meat Market, car park. Come down, mate, because those scenes on Friday were terrible. He threw the ball like a little girl, and he made that groan.
One more.
Seriously, did you hear it? Did you hear the groan?
I heard it.
And then he threw the ball in the air.
That's my ringtone now.
How would you feel if... fucking Josh Papali fell on your ankle.
Mate.
From mid-air, fell on your ankle.
He was not injured at all. Like, come on, mate.
He limped the rest of the game.
No way, mate.
Papali's like the fucking Hindenburg with a mullet.
It's amazing the man will ever walk again. You'd be fine if Papali landed on the back of your freaking ankle.
I would I wouldn't fucking throw the ball in the air and go,
6 weeks for Parley should get 6 weeks.
On Ray's call out.
You just didn't know what to say. He's a hip drop merchant.
On Ray's call out. I'm going to get to that. 17 zip you are. No one's turned up.
No one's turned up, mate. No one's turned up.
I'll call out one right now. Make a Sivo. You can come down too because you're fucking doing nothing.
He won't come down, mate.
He will fuck you.
No, he's too lazy now.
Like a...
Have you seen a man confused as well. Give less of a shit? Then make a Sivo since he's come back. He doesn't.
Yeah, myself at work.
He does not care. Oh yeah, apart from us.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's
no good. Out, isn't he?
Oh, totally.
Oh, just going back to
because when he takes our currency back to Fiji, it's going to be fucking zillionaire.
Yeah, and that's saying something because our currency is shit.
The flop to the hip drop now. Just bear with me. On Friday, we played the first game of the week. Papali does a hip drop, but was impacted by another player. So there was interference mid-air, which bumped him. And then he got sin bin. And then for the rest of the week, there was like 5 or 6 hip drops. No one got sin binned. Even in our game, no one got sin binned at all.
You're happy when you win.
Yeah.
How inconsistent can you be?
Across the table from you is a man who had to sit through Braden Burns beating his team.
Oh.
And you're complaining.
That's right.
Braden I feel your Burns. Pain. Braden Burns, who's played for both of our teams, allegedly.
Our team twice.
Allegedly.
He could come out.
But then, now he's a tractor apparently. Kicking ass.
Yeah, look.
Anyway, look, it's just the consistency through that week was laughable. Wasn't like there was people
blow the
that
bunker up, mate.
One person doing a classic hip drop tackle, and he wasn't getting sent to the bin. Papali's one had interference. He wasn't the only one in the tackle. But
wasn't there a head clash in that one?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I liked in Raiders game: your halves.
Fucking oath, mate.
I like the halfback.
Even
too.
Strange.
Even
Origin.
Strange is fantastic. He's good. And a good kicking game. I reckon Jamal might struggle to get back in there.
That
kid's good, man.
He
really controlled the game well.
We'll sign Weeks. Don't worry.
No, you won't.
Bennett factor.
Your halves were good.
Yeah.
I like them.
It's, and then the shit call with the Titans game, Desi. We had a good idea with... he ended up calling Annesley in the sheds, but he should have waited till the press conference and put him on speakerphone. That would have been classic. They would have asked him, like, well, what did you think? He'd be like, all right, just wait a minute.
Is that a balls out to Desi?
That's a balls out to Desi.
Oh, wow. Is there ever a week where Ray doesn't give Desi a balls out?
He should have said, all right, just wait a minute, taken his phone out, called Annesley right there and then, put him on speaker, and had a conversation with him during the presser.
That would have been fantastic.
Legendary. That would have been legendary.
Then Annesley would have... God, am I on speaker? I don't think we should talk about this in private. I'm going to give balls out to the good people of Roselle.
Wow.
The good people of
Roselle
have put a plaque on the tree that Kenty was thrown into.
Have they really?
Yeah, and it's called Kent's Tree now. People go there to take selfies with it. People go and pose upside down with it. It has become a landmark.
No wonder he's got mental health issues.
That's delightfully ironic, I believe.
Wow.
Morto, anything more?
I'm just looking at the tree.
Yeah, they've got it on maps as well now or something like that.
Oh, really?
They've
someone's got, put so, on yeah, Google Maps. See, I love that shit.
Yeah, it is good.
That shit.
Good for them. What have I got? I'll save it. I've got a lot of questions about Magic Crown. But, mate, I will say this.
Go on.
When Magic Round's in Port Moresby in a couple of years, fucking balls out.
Jesus.
Balls out.
I'm not saying.
That's fucking.
That'll be it. I'm the new ambassador for this team, mate. I just read that each team is getting promised $2 million annually for up to 10 years if PNG comes in. All the other teams.
All right.
That's how would a military style team, like, it'd be run by the military. So,
like a junta.
So how would that rugby league team go about their business, run by the military?
Oh, fucking
well, we look at the countries overseas.
Military precision.
Like the Melbourne Storm, really.
Yeah.
They'd pretty much be the Melbourne Storm.
That's interesting, isn't it? Oh, well, let's do
There'd be more kids in the team. Maybe so young building, kids. Just like
they're building a PNG stadium, right?
12-year-old halfback.
Yeah. A lot of drugs. I'm thinking, you know, an illegal military coup type thing. Right.
1 week the coach should be there. Next week he's just gone. And they deny that the previous coach even existed.
And
what coach?
Is Barbecue going to be coach? Remember Barbecue?
Barbecue from Honduras.
I've got to say, I haven't been keeping up. Not from Honduras, from Haiti, you dumb shit.
I started with an H. What do you fucking want?
I haven't been keeping up with what's going on in Haiti with Barbecue.
Well, it's been pretty quiet.
I was all over for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, you were the Barbecue man. Actually.
Mr. Barbecue.
So, okay, well, we're on PNG. So every team's going to get $2 million to go there and play, right? Is that right?
Well, part of the funding, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, as we said...
well, they have to because it's an away game.
The US government's fucking involved in NRL.
Yeah.
Which...
Unless Trump gets in, then we got a problem. Mm. So discussions underway for each of the 17 rugby league clubs to receive an additional $2 million per year from the NRL under the government-backed scheme to expand the competition in PNG.
So is that salary cap? Good.
Everyone
is that an extra
wins.
$2 million on the cap?
I don't know. On Friday, the federal government and the NRL agreed the framework of a 10-year, $600 million plan to use the sport for Pacific diplomacy in a crucial meeting dubbed D-Day by ARL Commission Chair P. Valandis.
He shouldn't have said anything until June the 6th.
Yeah.
And he should have had a helmet on.
Yeah.
Anyway, and should have had Tom Hanks with him.
This goes on to my the domino theory that I have. Where, you know, we've got rugby league teams popping up in the Pacific. And I think China now is going to be quite fearful of the situation. Just like the old days with the Red Scare, the Communist Scare and whatnot. I think China's going to start creating rugby league competitions in places like Japan, you know, Southeast Asia, all these different areas, and set up rugby league competitions to sort of create that domino effect to take over. How else are they going to do it?
No, it's not going to take over. Have you been to the city at night?
But don't you think that's what's going to happen? They're going to want to match us. They're going to want to, like, you know, well, if they're going to do that, we're going to do it even better. And they're just going to surround Australia with rugby league competitions and rugby league teams.
Now, the quality. Are you going to watch?
Yeah, but they wouldn't be playing Australian teams. They'd be playing each other. I'd watch a Japanese competition.
I saw... never mind.
I balls out to Jack Cole from Penrith too. Another nobody.
Yeah.
Because when Dylan Edwards was lining up for that kick at the end, his teammate Jack Cole was behind him just vomiting profusely.
Oh, I saw
that's
that.
Him, yeah. I was going to say,
that was disgusting.
Man, that was a lot of fucking
Can you put a witch's hat out there that's fucking make sure
you don't get tackled in that.
Oh, that's...
Imagine
disgusting.
That, getting your face pushed into that.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
All right. Let's move on.
Round, round, fuck around, I fuck around.
Yeah,
fuck around, round, round, I fuck around. I fuck around. Up and down this fucking street, I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me.
New Melvin's album's pretty good as well.
Yeah. Mm. They're a great fucking, great band. Mm. All right, so we have got, let's see, Life in the Haas Lane.
Poor
fucking Haas.
He's got his like brothers and he's looking after his brothers. And
he is
whatnot.
Legal guardian for his two younger brothers.
Should move in.
Good on him.
Go Hines. They could share house.
Can you imagine that? Share house, halfway house.
Hines Haas share house. Hines Haas halfway house.
Hines Haas half house.
Accused Australian drug smuggler. Gregor Haas. I like that name.
Gregor.
So
sounds like a fucking...
So
like
he's
a
Ruskin
villain.
Or something, right?
Well, sounds like a villain from a fucking Arnie movie.
Yeah. So are we saying that his dad's Eastern European and his mum's...
He doesn't look it, but...
No, he doesn't look it. But he's Gregor. Definitely not Islander. He's not... I think
James Roberts didn't look half Eastern European and he was.
Matar. He was not East. Was he Eastern European?
Half Eastern European.
From the, waist down.
Half Indigenous. do you deny that he could James Roberts could possibly be half Serbian? Do you deny that?
Could possibly be.
This is fucking but courtroom.
But looking at him and your experience with other Serbians and the crazy in him, do you deny that James Roberts could be?
Is this the postie bike thing? Is this? What's James doing now?
I think he's part of this cartel that you're about to tell.
Selling home loans somewhere. Accused Australian drug smuggler Gregor Haas allegedly sent a shipment of methamphetamines to Indonesia and is facing executional life in prison. He sent them from a city in Mexico hidden inside ceramic floor tiles.
Jesus Christ.
He was arrested. So you've got already got Indonesia and Mexico. He's arrested in the Philippines.
Wow.
Yeah.
He sent them from Guadalajara. And we're talking about a serious fucking shipment. And he's saying he is has links to the Sinaloa drug cartel. This is a fucking movie. We need a fucking camera. We need like a sort of Kardashian type situation where we are constantly watching the Haas family.
Yes.
This needs to be all day, every day.
This, I do agree with that.
In the big Haas.
In the Haas Heinz half house. was he doing this remotely from Australia?
I don't think so. I think he's a bit of a traveller. He's arrested in the Philippines.
He's arrested in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And that prime minister, or that president, is fucking hardcore on drugs.
Now, is he
was stacking prisoners up in prison when he got in.
Yeah.
That's no good, man.
Yeah.
He nearly sounds like, I wonder how often he's done this. Is this his first time? Is he been set up or has this been going on for a while?
One would say years.
Oh, I don't know. Like, why is he doing it?
One would say.
One.
Why is he doing it?
But money, isn't he a money clout, buddy? His women, son's got fucking money.
Boats.
If he needs money.
Boats and hoes, mate. If you're not motivated by boats and hoes.
His middle name's Johan.
Yeah, so he's a hero.
Gregor Johan Haas.
Haas is a fucking German name too.
Yeah, wow.
The whole thing's German.
The whole thing's German. Wow.
Yeah, so someone corrupted the line, the German line along there somewhere.
He looks pretty young, like he's not old.
He looks younger than...
He's got a neck tat. I think if you're going to get a neck tat, you're not dealing drugs, mate. That's just dead giveaway. You already look like a criminal.
He was born in 78. He's holding up a sign here, drug smuggling, violation of articles, and then down the bottom in big letters just says, undesirable, Yablonsky.
Is that how they caught him? Was he walking around with that?
No.
That's a bit of a giveaway.
My nick tat would be the bleeding for the stadium.
I think we have footage. No. I think we have footage of how they caught him.
Yeah.
He was his face down. Well, the old knee in the back.
Did you see, I saw the Hammers bandage. I always like to know what they write on their little bandages. And his one was terrible. What was it? It was, go crazy, have fun.
Jesus.
Like...
Who wrote that for him?
I would have bandage. I'd have a...
You're doing accents now? We're gone now if you started doing them. You were the moral compass.
It's a good one, though.
Go crazy, have fun.
Sounds
very, you sound like the IKEA guy.
like a Dutch guy running a Contiki tour. Yeah. Go crazy.
Be back by 9.
If not, bring a human condom.
Yeah. I'd bring a pen with me and then I'd start a tally on my bandage of all the hit ups and tackles I do.
You won't need a pen for that, mate. I've seen you play.
You come back with a completely clean.
Go crazy, have fun. And there's also always a fold some cunt,
yeah.
What would you use, Larry? Say it's dog days of the season, it's middle of the season, you're feeling tired, and someone gives you a Sharpie. What are you writing on it for?
I don't know. I'd probably draw a picture.
I'd probably hold down the halfback and put a moustache on the cunt just before we run out.
Yeah, picture future would be good.
Draw a dick and balls on Tom Dearden's forehead back just before we run out.
Or the back of the jersey, like the old post-it notes joke.
Yeah, I would do that and write some inspirational dog
that's
shit.
That's right. Because there's nothing that's going to inspire me if I'm not already inspired being out there with a steed.
Nah. Just a couple of words about the Heinz Haas halfway house on my wrist.
When you draw dick and balls.
Yes. I saw one.
Do you put hair on the balls and a spurting dick?
Or I think the spurting dick's a cry for help myself. It's a cry for help.
Okay.
I do like a fucking, it's a fucking gushing out. That's what I do.
That's a massive cry for help. I saw one painted on a wall in Enmore the other night, and it was a reasonably hefty fucking piece of art, and it was perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
the
good.
Ball. In fact, it was no one. I actually said to Mrs. Paragon, "No one's got balls that perfectly round."
Okay.
And she said, "Well, you sure don't."
Yeah.
It was perfect. I'm like, that's just anatomically incorrect.
That's wishful thinking.
That'd be a good logo for the new PNG team. Just a dick and balls.
Ooh.
PNG dick
controversial.
And balls.
Controversial.
What colour?
What if you want? Yellow and red and black.
But what do those native people do? Or they tie stuff around their balls and make
a gourd.
And then they got the bit of leaf
over
it. They
tie a gourd around.
Is it?
Mm. Well,
there's your fucking, there it is there.
PNG. There's your uniform.
PNG penis gourds.
No, that's what they wear instead of shorts.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, that's, yeah.
So the stadium there, right?
Why?
Are we still going on Grigor?
No, but this family, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're fucking nuts.
Wow, what? Are they?
But it's a testament to Payne's good character.
Oh, he's fucking.
That he's adopted his two brothers and fucking pulled himself away from that criminal element in his family, which are directly linked by mother and father.
Or maybe
he's become a success.
Or maybe he's the fucking real mastermind of it all.
Oh, that'd be something.
They're on the dais, but who's gold and silver out of the Haases and the Hoppawattis?
Armadale.
I like a Hoppawatti action. Because you've also got the player in this example doing stupid shit on the field. I think Hoppawatti is gold.
That's true,
I saw an attempted one a couple of weeks ago. I thought someone went a bit of a finger stick up the pooper.
Hopper. Wow. Oh.
Shopping centre?
NRL ground.
Oh.
Shopping centre. I was waving him in. Like one orderly line.
Yeah, the two
buy
torches.
Me a coffee and.
Two torches on the aircraft carrier.
So you're going Hoppawattis one, Haas's two.
I'm going Haas one. That's. I mean, his mum's going to be life in prison. His dad's going to get executed.
And you're going the Piggins Anasta clan three.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a fucking cartel, criminal cartel.
Well, the Hoppawattis have got one of the sons in jail for drug trafficking.
But they're not going to die.
Yeah, actually,
it's
you're
just
right.
A geographical, happenstance.
That's true.
And it's not like he's got 10 kids.
In Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
He's got 10 kids, by the way, so this is
Gregor
not over.
Johan.
Yeah. This is not over yet.
They're going to bust his ass out.
This is not over yet.
Yeah, they could do.
All from the one Mrs. Haas?
I don't know about that, but he's got 10 kids.
Young boy.
All right.
Well, good luck to you, Payne. Yeah. Please take all your frustration out on Queensland in the Origin.
Yes.
That would be something.
Munster's Minger.
It's like he got
I've
shot.
Never seen anyone.
Nah, it's like he got shot.
The way he was spasming on the ground, I thought he had a spontaneous orgasm.
I thought there was a hook in his mouth.
He was fucking shuddering and grabbing at his crotch like he was jizzing a fucking storm.
Is that why you left and went to the bathroom for a while?
I didn't leave.
That was something, wasn't it? In the groin.
That, to me, must have detached, right? Because the way he was spasming, that's fucking.
So how are you drawing that one on a wall?
Yeah.
Just like bing.
One ball gone. You have to have an empty flaccid sack on one side.
I'd love to know what it feels like. Like I've
I
never,
know you wouldn't.
Well, I'd like to experience a hammy. Like I've never done a hammy. Have you done a hammy?
You don't have any hammies.
Oh, yeah, you don't know. You've never done a hammy.
I've never done a hammy.
Adult. That means you've never actually.
You haven't done a hammy.
I'd fucking do a hammy coming up my stairs.
That means you've never hit top speed in your life.
He probably has.
That's sad.
Yeah.
You've never done a hammy.
I've never done a hammy. A proper hamstring injury. You guys have?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I was out for weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done it on. I feel like I'm going to do one. I'm going to do one this weekend. What do you do?
Well, your missus is back.
Yeah.
You'll do a hammy.
Yeah, I will do because a hammy.
You'll do a horizontal hammy. That's
no, he's the one.
You look like Munster. You're flopping around.
He'll be doing reverse cowgirl, but he'll be on top.
That's how you do your hammy. And your groin.
Either that or play an NRL.
I think if Melbourne, if he gets fit any time this year, Munster, and if Hughes gets fit, I think they might win the comp.
It's not going to happen, though.
Yeah, I think he might be broken.
They're up there.
Like, yeah, that's a really bad injury.
Yeah, I think he might be busted, but fuck, they look good.
That could take a couple of years.
They do. I think there's about four teams, top four teams could possibly take it out this year, which is amazing.
Well, I was just saying, though.
That's just as well, because that's how they run the comp.
Oh. I was saying, I reckon this is anyone's comp this year.
Well, anyone.
It's... Sharks, not anyone. Sharks fucking surprised the shit out of me. I did not expect them to be that resilient and be the Roosters.
The Roosters are a similar team on any week. Melbourne, if they get fit.
Melbourne.
Penrith, well, they need Cleary. Broncos, they need Reynolds and Walsh. So
there's
injuries.
There's five teams.
I'm throwing Dolphins in there.
I
love it when you throw a Dolphin in.
Yep.
Raiders coming sixth.
No one cares,
at the moment. No.
Yeah.
Crickets, no. Mate. Might as well be called the Crickets. All right. Nothing.
I think
the hip drops, Canberra hip drops.
Yeah, there's. It's gonna be a good final series, I think. But yeah, Melbourne, I'm not gonna have Munster. Hughes is gonna be.
They went on to score like fucking four or five tries without him, right?
Harry Grant is phenomenal, man.
Yeah, once he's on, once he's switched
shit,
on,
shit, he's good.
Can we then go on to Parra? How shit they were. Is that mate, who they play?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they're down by about six at half time. Munster's gone off, so their response to this is to turn to shit. Mm. This, mate, we've had coaches like this before. Their first halves are okay.
Yeah.
And then they go in and they listen to him, and they're fucking useless in the second half.
Yeah.
So he needs to be extracted.
Well, the talk is he will be.
Now, what the funny thing would be is, after all everything's happened, Bennett goes to Power.
I think he signed today.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dimitro went to Power.
Oh, yeah. You take Ilias with you.
I would like to see him in another club. I would like, because apparently he's a really nice guy, Dimitro.
I'd like to see him at Raiders then if he's
that is
nice.
Actually the problem.
Yeah,
assistant. I'll take him as
that
assistant.
That said, Floyd, we have seen coaches who take some coaches, they go to the first head coach job, and then they realise what they did wrong and they get the second one. If they're smart enough, they know how to Ivan Cleary would be one.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And then they adjust and they know, right, I know we went wrong the first time round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Parra have got a ready-made coach replacement sitting in the box. They got T. Barrett there, mate.
Yeah. This guy.
He'll never get another head
coach. T. Barrett the shit out of it.
Yeah. He's not getting one.
Nah.
Yeah, Parra are woeful. And for them to be bitching about injuries, stop it, man. Like, every team's got crucial injuries.
I don't think South's going to win another game. But if we get Cam Murray and Campbell Graham back, all of a sudden that shifts a bit. I think we've got a couple of wins in us.
I feel like if you had those players there...
We get on to South.
Yeah. Or just an injury thing. Because we've got so many fucking... injuries.
Every team's got crazy injuries now.
Yeah. And that's
except what? I suppose Sharks have had a little bit here and there.
Yeah. All right, Boogate.
Oh.
Well, Latrell. Crowd hated him. You had 16 clubs fans there, and they were all booing him.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking show-off, and he's a poser, and he doesn't deliver.
Now, there's some very woke shit on social media. Totally different situation to comparing it to Adam Goods in the AFL. Completely different situation.
Yeah.
So I'm not buying. I don't buy that shit for a second.
Yeah.
But this could be the most unpopular footballer we've seen in a generation.
Yeah.
This man is like,
he's
unpopular with the press. He's unpopular with fans.
Either you hate him or you hate him.
There's a reason. He's too cocky.
That's what I said.
And the media has fucked him over a little bit as well, giving too much attention. Yeah, but that's not his fault.
But he never lived up to it. But he played up to it, right?
He played up to
the media, darling. He 100%. Should have been humble. What have you ever seen Cam McGuinness as a media darling?
No.
Other than on this show.
Yep. And he does shit like, you know, he gets a kick in and then he'll, you know, he'll laugh at the crowd.
He'll turn around and gesticulate.
You know, it's all part of it, so I don't think it's a big deal. I hope it doesn't.
Mate, put up
a big deal.
Shut up, all right?
Yep.
I'm talking to you.
He's no,
seriously. He's
would you boo him?
I have booed him.
He's just
would you boo? Would you boo?
Like,
morning.
Couldn't be fucked.
You're at the Dogs game.
Nah.
No.
Boo him.
I wouldn't boo him.
I'd boo anyone. To be honest.
I'd boo everyone. I don't cheer anyone. I'm the opposite.
I'm pretty much watch a game like Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Do you really?
Mm.
I'm too emotionally unstable
to be able
to fucking control my emotions like that.
What an interesting like popularity check-in, but Magic Round is. You get this mixed bag of supporters. There's a really good vibe. I've been up there. Everyone's happy.
Mm.
Yeah. Except when they see Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah.
And they just lose their fucking shit. Like... what a divisive motherfucker he is.
He is divisive. That's the word I was going to say. He's very divisive. And I think he's only really liked amongst the hardcore South fans.
That's it.
And I'm a hardcore South fan, although I'm getting less hardcore every fucking round. But I'm not a fan. If he went, I wouldn't care. But I think he's being played out of position. And he wants that. But he needs to be in the centres, do less work, but do really good work when you're there.
Some of these articles, you know, like I'm reading this one, some dickhead, Sam Goodwin's written, Yahoo Sports editor, fuck off.
The Yahoo Sports, shit.
NRL fans who, like just NRL fans, are calling for the league to take action in an attempt to protect Latrell Mitchell, who was booed for no particular reason. I mean,
you're making the situation out of nothing.
What is this shit? Like, were people really that outraged? It's all part of the theatre, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I mean, he's sort
which
of painted,
he plays up to.
He's painted himself as a villain, right?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen Latrell kick a goal and then turn around and give it to the crowd?
Yeah.
Even this year. Like, he plays up to it. You see a lot of other players.
I'm going
to
boo him.
You see a lot of other players copping it over the fence, so to speak, as they're taking a conversion, for example, and they just turn around and run back. He can't help himself. He cannot help himself, mate.
I think it's not a problem as long as he doesn't use this now to sort of, this is impacting
100%.
Me.
If he
pushes back and just acts like he doesn't give a shit and he just keeps doing that stuff, good on him.
He's as fucking resilient as wet rice paper. Okay?
He's their big money signing. He's their big money player, right? And with that comes responsibility. Like, if you're the big signing in a club, especially a club like South Sydney, you're expected to expected to come up with results. And he's coming up fucking whinging and jack shit.
Yep.
Like, just detach all the personality from it. The on-field performance is fucking diabolical.
Yeah.
He's too fucking lazy to play fullback.
Yeah.
Agreed.
People are literally saying I think the reason people are saying put him in the centres is then he can't detach himself from the game.
Yeah.
He has to get in the line and just be part of the game because a fullback, as you'd know, Larry, when you watch the game at the ground, he's never in the right spot.
No, he's never in the right
spot.
He's
walking around. And even defensively, he doesn't try and organise the line a whole lot.
He's hardly ever there defensively.
Yeah, and he's not like you watch Tedesco play fullback. He's constantly at people to make sure the line's intact. Mm. They know where the gaps. He doesn't do
that. Dylan Edwards too.
Yeah, he doesn't do that.
All right. In really big shocking news.
Shock.
It was shock news to us. And it's just in, actually.
Should have been right at the top. Of this
Aaron
news.
Shoup to Manly. How did that happen?
Wow.
Is this the Tom Trbojevic replacement?
Yes.
Aaron Shoup.
Shoup.
Bulldogs Junior.
Bulldogs Junior.
Not good enough for the Bulldogs.
Earmarked for not, greatness.
Not good enough for the Titans.
He was at the Titans as well.
He played
that's
the
where he's coming from, yeah.
He missed a conversion.
Shop. Actually, he calls him Shop. He was shopping himself around.
He took the first kick for the Titans on the weekend. It was a six-year-old could have kicked it. And he missed it.
Is that when Seabold said, I have to have this man?
I have to have him.
You've got Cherry Evans that never gets injured in Manly. Where are they going to play this guy? Brooks and you've got...
Shoup. He can play anywhere, mate.
He's a centre.
He's a centre, is he? Okay, I thought it was a half.
wing, fullback.
Good luck. Good luck to
you
them.
You can shoot him around.
Yeah.
Good luck to them.
Good luck to him, mate.
Shocking news. Shocking news.
He could play for all 17 clubs. He could be PNG Penis Gord's first signing.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this name. Yeah, all right. Well, that's where we're at.
Lucky dip.
Lucky dip. You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast. That's some good scatting. All right.
Be bopping and scatting.
The 11-man game.
Ooh.
Oh, what? Why are we going to talk about this shit?
It was yours, fucking.
No, I didn't write that down.
Wasn't it? Didn't you suggest it?
No.
Okay. Twice. You did. You suggested it.
11-man game? I don't want to talk about the Raiders.
He's just made.
Okay. Someone wrote it down. It looks like my head wrote it.
I do not want to score. I do not want to talk about the Raiders game anymore.
Can I just say on this topic?
Yeah.
Soccer.
The 11-man game. How good would it be just to have fucking 11 men in a rugby league side?
11 men.
There would be fucking hammies going. Yeah, right, I know.
11-man round.
But you have six on the bench. So you still got the same amount of players. You got 17 men or players.
I like
sorry,
it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
What positions get, or is it up to the team?
Up to the team.
But oh, you'd get rid of one. You'd get team. One center.
Lock.
One
go.
Center.
Lock.
One center.
Still form a scrum without a lock.
Yeah, that's true. You can have a 5-man scrum. You don't have to have a lock in your scrum.
But you just get your flack.
Your flack.
You combine flack. Your 5-8 and yep. your fullback into a flack and you get rid of your lock.
Your flack just becomes one spine off. Player.
Yeah. 11 man football. Off. Same size field?
Same size field. 11 men.
Very fast.
Six on the bench. I think you're right about the hamstrings though.
There would be, it'd be just fucking mayhem. It'd be like MASH, mate. There'd be people fucking falling, helicopters. There'd be injuries left, right and centre, mate. These guys can't even keep up with 13 on 13 at the moment.
What about 11 men? But you can put two more on, but they have to be like relatives of players who've never played in the NRL.
I like where you're going. When you said 11 men, what about two women? Two chicks from the female NRLW?
On the wing.
It doesn't mix with rugby league, mate.
Well, mate, I've been 11 watching, men and I've been watching some
a chick on each
11
wing.
Men and
chicken
two
chicken wing round.
No, I haven't been watching 11 men and two women. I've been watching a 70s
is that
Italian
a
Italian female prison movies.
Oh, okay.
Nice. How they go?
Yeah, barbed wire dolls. If you haven't seen this, people, have a look.
Subtitles?
No, it's dubbed, but don't. It's you wouldn't watch it in front of, if you got wife and kids. Definitely don't watch it in front of them.
Really?
Because it's just a lot of girls grinding their minges around and a lot of fingering by the warden, who is a female with a monocle and in lingerie.
No one
is this a porno?
No, one is
no
is
it's
it.
Not a porno. It's
no
a
one
70s.
Is the spectacle.
The spectacle. Oh, well, the spectacle would happily
the spectacle,
work.
Oh,
he'd
mate.
Happily work in that prison, let
sounds
me tell
like
you.
Colonel Clink is the warden.
So, 11-man game, we're putting a line through it?
Yeah. Yeah. after a bottle of wine last night, I thought Crocs round, where everyone has to wear Crocs.
Do they have studs on them?
Ooh, Crocs.
You got to have studs. Yeah, you know, the ref comes out and checks your nails and your studs.
You have to have those little badges that people put in their Crocs. You have to have six of them from other teams.
I got my brother-in-law Croc headlights.
Nice. Yeah.
What?
Headlights?
So
headlamps.
Headlights. Okay.
Foot lamps.
Foot lamps.
Croc lamp.
Foot
lamps.
So when he's walking out on his property, he can see.
Ah, very good.
Because he very chucks good. His Crocs on when he hears a coyote near the hen house.
They're huge in Europe, the Crocs.
In Wyoming?
Yeah.
Very huge.
A huge effort. Bulldogs playing the St. George Dragons on Thursday night. Larry Floyd. Bulldogs. Who's going to win this game and why?
I'm going to say Bulldogs.
What a battle. I've given up on the Bulldogs. They're shit.
Yep.
I don't know. Why isn't Taff fucking
halfback? Don't give up Bulldogs. They're fine, mate.
I don't know.
Yep. Don't give up Bulldogs.
You don't give up on the Bulldogs.
Player of the match. The next game he got a concussion, which he was playing well in up to that point, and we haven't played him since.
Next game he turned up in his South gear.
Seralda is... He burns players.
He does.
Look at Aaron Shoup. Look what happened to him.
Shop.
You guys are still hovering around the eight, mate. You're still fucking, you know, you came. Like it was a good team you played. It was a good team you played. You played a top 16, mate.
Did you forget what you said about kick out?
Oh, fucking kick out.
Bronson Cherry, just run straight. Stop running the sideline.
He hasn't got his nose anymore to keep him on, you know, like ballast.
Sadly, I think St. George might win this because they got a halfback and we don't. Tractor, 6 o'clock Friday, the pub game. The Friday 6 o'clock pub game. Tractors v. Tigers.
That's great.
God,
that's
the 06 grand final, but not.
Spot.
I don't like watching a Tractors game. I've realized.
You don't find them attractive?
They can play whoever they want. It's just not going to be a game that I want to watch.
It's depressing, isn't it? It's like being last in line at Centrelink.
I can't watch any.
Just looking at all these fucking Centrelink cards in front of you and it's just like.
I'm boycotting any game that's got Kyle Felt at this point.
Really?
Yeah. Enough with the Felt.
Well, he still scores tries.
I don't care.
Go the Tigers.
Yeah, hopefully.
I just don't like the Cowboys. They're just
gone, the Tigers. Mm. Like the Benji magic lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah. You're very harsh on the low teams at the moment, mate.
He's hard. Can't
say the condescending way you said that.
His jizz has turned to battery acid.
They've gotten better.
Better at what?
Losing.
Yeah. They're fucking 15th. Yeah. Tractors. Manly v. Storm.
Shit. Storm.
Is Warbrick human? Because he looks very robotic.
He is a gun, man.
Not in defense.
No,
but it's reprogramming.
He comes from the
quick fix.
Fix it up.
It's like Jaime. His seven-a-side game is very good.
Seven-a-side game.
Yeah. He played in the Olympics.
He's got a tattoo on his forearm.
The reason why Melbourne's so good, they got the amazing winger. You've got to have two amazing wingers if you want to be competitive in
two
this.
Two big finishes.
Big finishes.
You need that in rugby league and you need that in a gangbang.
Yes. Mm. Two?
Solid advice.
Yeah, why not? One each end.
Okay. Only twice.
Manly without Munster?
Nah.
Guessing?
No.
I don't know. Manly.
Melbourne all the way.
Hughes is back next week.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Hughes is back. Melbourne are back, mate. Don't worry about that.
I mean,
they got the other fucking young gun.
They've Munster all year without Munster all year.
Yeah.
No. They got anything.
And they put on for
no Hughes, no Pappenhausen, no Munster.
Yeah, but they got that young guy who's fucking stepping everyone. Falago or whatever. He's fucking amazing, man.
I actually balls out to fucking Jerome Luai. He scored one of the best individual tries I've seen yesterday.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know. I hate to do it.
You are tired, mate.
But credit where credit's due.
Shut the fuck up. Melbourne.
Wow.
Raiders, Roosters. This is probably the best game. Well, Saturday, Arvo is Raiders, Roosters, and then Sharks, Penrith. Come on.
Jesus, that's good.
Yeah.
That's Raiders, something. Roosters. How much are the Roosters going to beat the Raiders by, Ray Carney?
Mate, we go in there and you can be as flashy as you want. Oh, let me answer his question.
No.
Let me answer my question.
Listen to this.
He's got a floppy mic over there.
This is in Canberra. During a cold snap. Yeah. But what time is it?
3:00.
Aren't they playing at 7:30? Roosters have roared the fucking system again. Do they ever play 7:30? Have they ever played 7:30 at Canberra?
Some kind of podcast mysterious music here.
Conspiracy music.
Yeah. Conspiracy music. Just pretend you can hear it now. I'm looking forward to this game because I like the brutalism.
The Raiders.
The Soviet regime-style brutalism of the Canberra Raiders up against the devil-may-care, eastern suburbs, latte fucks of the Roosters.
Who are we picking?
Eastern suburbs, latte fucks. I think they may have a bit too much class.
Maybe we just we put teams off a bit with our style. I just feel like maybe they might not get in the groove, the Roosters, and we might have.
Of course you put teams off. Style. It's like going to fucking Bulgaria in the 70s. It's fucking horrible. The whole experience is just horrible.
I have been to Bulgaria in the 70s.
It was called La Spectacle. Who do you think's winning that one, Floyd? You're impartial, so to speak.
Roosters.
Good. Sharks Penrith.
Roosters.
With Nicho Hynes, the New South Wales halfback in waiting.
Sharks Penrith.
Sharks.
I'm going to have to go Sharks too.
I think Penrith, they looked a bit sluggish. They
got the wobbly boot on.
Wayne and Gary, could you do a bit more of the renos at Shark Park so we can get 20 more people in this week? Maybe exactly. We can get up to like 10,000 if you just maybe put a few chairs in that stand you've been building for 16 years at Shark Park.
You lazy fucks. You might as well be called Glenn.
Fucking bogans.
During our lost tapes, I did mention the hotel and how awesome it is that you could actually hire a hotel and just sit in the balcony and watch the fucking game at Shark Park.
You can have sex on the balcony.
You can have sex.
That's what we got to.
That's what
Zuffling.
We got to.
We got to Zuffling.
No, we got to urban and fucking Medicare, medical centres and train lines above and everything for... Shark Park.
Zuffling, for those of you who don't know, is
Zuffling.
Wiping your cock on the curtains after you've had sex.
Yes. Yep.
Works for any persuasion you are.
So is that your go?
Drives the missus insane. Mm. Do not try and it on Venetian blinds.
No, definitely not Venetian blinds.
Well, we're going to put the warnings out there. We don't know who's listening.
We don't know who's listening, really. Yep. Although, from the message this weekend, we're concerned about who's listening. Ray Carney, who's winning this Cronulla Penrith Festival of Football?
Cronulla.
Nice.
I think Panthers are going in a dip. I think they've got a lot of new personnel and they can't play that Penrith style of football week in, week out.
Origin's name this lull. Week?
Monday, I believe.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of people auditioning for Origin. Mm. And you've got two halves against each other that are auditioning. And I actually think it's probably going to be Luai and... Nicho Hynes in halves.
Okay. Yeah. If they go back to Luai, they are insane.
Oh, but he did he played good at halfback.
Don't you say Matt Burton? He played himself out of Origin
last
week.
He played good in halfback, Luai, on the weekend.
Okay,
I think halfback was... Because it was your point.
If you're going a point, could you have a pen? You look better when you've got a pen in your hand. Okay. Or a penis. Souths v Parramatta. Are you going or not,
the
Floyd?
Debacle Cup. Yeah, I'm going.
Are you going to go?
Well, it's a home game.
It's 17th versus 14th, mate. It's clash of the Titans.
Can we drive... Well, before when he leaves his house, we'll stand out there and we'll boo him to his car.
I would love that.
This is like the grand final for you guys.
I would love
this
that.
This is a winnable game.
Yeah. Not for us.
You could win this.
Nah, mate. We got pulled out of shape so easily on the weekend. They just threw it across one side, threw it back to the other, and no one fucking knew where to defend. And then they just ran where the opposition ran where they wanted.
You think that's important?
Well, we've got no defence.
Is Moses playing, I wonder? That's going to be the big question. We're recording this on Monday, so we don't know yet.
Mate.
If Moses is playing, we need a Pharaoh.
Fucking my...
You can't play Moses in Origin. Mate, anyway.
You did last year. But not when he's not fit.
Fucking, he hasn't played so many games.
So
I'm picking power. I don't think we.
Andrew
got
Johns was saying Moses was having a full run today to see if he was going to be fit for the weekend. So as you, I think I told you, Floyd, during my weekend of woe, my modem blew up.
Yes. Oh.
So I have no internet, which means no pay TV.
Mm. Oh. No.
So at the moment, I had to watch Para and Storm on Channel 9.
Ah.
It's been a long time since Paragon's TV was on 9.
Yeah.
Andrew Johns. Fucking, one miserable. At one stage he said, I don't want to be the fun police. And I'm like, you're way past that, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, you are one miserable son of a bitch.
Old man Johns.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how he was the gun as a player? Yep. Maddie was okay.
Yeah.
And in the after football life,
switched.
Maddie's a superstar. And he's just a dipshit.
Yeah. He's just a fucking wet roll of fucking bog roll.
Fucking Channel 9, Cameron Smith.
Oh, he's horrible, isn't he?
Yeah. It's a fucking holocaust of commentating. Broncos, Titans.
Who do we pick for the Paris South game? I picked Paris.
That's a tough one. I'm going Souths.
I'm going Souths.
I'm going Souths. Broncos, Titans. Broncos, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. Titans have been close.
Is Reece Walsh
close?
Back?
Probably.
If Reece Walsh is back, definitely Broncos. If not, I'm going
definitely
Titans.
Broncos. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock Sunday could
big
be interesting.
Game. Huge game.
Warriors Dolphins. That could be
fun. That's a good game.
Over in Auckland. That could be all right.
Yeah,
that's a very
that'll
good
be a good game.
Game.
I love watching the Dolphins, man.
Yeah,
they're all my right. second team. I love them.
I think the Warriors are everyone's second team. Everyone loves the Warriors.
Yeah,
not
no,
mine.
I'm on Dolphins. I'm on Dolphins.
Titans man. Are my second team this year.
Titans. God, how's that going for you?
That's so just to be a fucking... Yeah, that's just like a Hasler kid that turns stalking. Trans, mate. That's just for attention, okay?
Des Hasler stalking fucking behaviour.
That's a trans kid's
beware,
fucking...
Desi.
Attention-seeking behaviour. I like Titans. Oh, you poor boy.
You ever listen to this band?
Yeah. Use the girls' toilets.
Go to tits.
I normally do.
That's it.
That's it. All right. So you've been listening to Balls Out No Flops, and you've
Thank
enjoyed
you.
It.
Thank
you have
much.
Enjoyed the shit out of it. And you laughed, you cried, and you had fun. You felt bad and you felt good. And that's all we can do for you, for free, you cheap fucks. All right. So we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy your round of football.
Boo.
Bye. We'll be right back.